This is KQWC Webster City, and time now for our Monday edition of the Community Corner. Well, it's the second Monday of the month. That means a update on what's happening when it comes to volunteerism for our senior citizens who are age 55 and over through RSVP in Hamilton County. Becky Coppin joins me from the RSVP office here in Webster City. Becky, good Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to be with you again this morning. So we're here to talk about all the wonderful volunteer opportunities for senior citizens, and you have a handful of some things going on, don't you?
Well, I do. Right now, my focus has been on preparing these appreciation cards that we are making for all of the first responders that we can reach in Hamilton County. So we have been creating these cards, and starting, actually, today is the 14th, starting on Wednesday of this week, we will have people come in and put their signature on those cards and just maybe a little thank you or sincerely or I'm praying for you, whatever they wish to put on a first responder's card. And we'll be sending those out to those departments, the fire department, police department, sheriff's department, and emergency department of the hospital on 9/11. So I would love to have lots of folks stop by and just put their signature on a few cards. And then, secondly, school is starting soon.
Right.
And
next month,
we will be doing pen pals for Webster City Middle School, St. Thomas Aquinas, Stratford Elementary, and also South Hamilton Elementary in Jewell. And people who are 55 and over sign up to be pen pals and commit to write one letter a month to a student. And they range from third grade to fifth grade. And the student writes back, so it's a back and forth throughout the school year. And then at the end of the school year, we have some really fun pen pal parties, and they get to meet their pen pal. And it's just really beneficial for the kids. When you think about it, how many handwritten cards are they going to receive through the mail? It just doesn't happen very often. It's also really fun for the seniors because, again, we just don't get a lot of personal mail, and it's just a fun opportunity for those kids to learn how to write a letter, how to communicate with someone they haven't met, and even how to address an envelope. It's just skills that will be very helpful to them. So I would love anyone who would like to be a pen pal to contact me. And we'll get you set up with a pen pal. And then we also have a program called Reading Buddies. And this is for the early elementary grades to help kids with their reading skills. People connect with a teacher and find out what their reading times are. And then we make a kind of a schedule for a person, a volunteer, to go in once or twice a week to go in during their reading time and just sit one-on-one with students and have the students read to them. And it really helps the kids to have that one-on-one time for reading.
You know, you mentioned that a little bit ago about Reading Buddies. I was a reading buddy for a number of years in the elementary schools here in Webster City, and that was a fun program. Spent Tuesday afternoon for about an hour or so there, Becky, meeting with the kids at, I think it was Pleasant View School. I was a reading buddy at that time, but had to be suspended because of you-know-what a couple of years ago. But
yes.
Back at it again for another school year, which is marvelous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are finally really full tilt back into the schools with not so much concern about COVID. So
right.
It's good to get that program rolling again. So mm-hmm. If anyone's interested in being a reading buddy, I would encourage them to contact me. And we do have a good number of different other kinds of volunteer opportunities around the community, around the county. So whatever your interest is, whatever your skill, I can probably find a really good volunteer opportunity for you. I encourage anyone who would like to volunteer to come and see me.
Absolutely. So if they need to be a volunteer, call RSVP, talk with Becky. Her number is 832-2525 in Webster City, 832-2525. That's the RSVP office. And what are your hours, by the way, Becky, for people like you?
I am in Webster City at the Senior Center, which is right on 2nd Street, half block east of Hy-Vee.
Mm-hmm.
I am there Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 8:30 to 4:30.
All right, so you're there from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 8:30 to 4:30. So come on, seniors, help be a reading buddy this fall, or else send letters to your pen pals or the kids, vice versa, to those here in Hamilton County. And don't forget to get those letters starting this coming Wednesday, the 16th, to our people who've helped out patrolling our cities across Hamilton County for this letter exchange program on September the 11th, which is next month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good? Yeah. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Becky, this morning?
I think that's it for today.
All right. We'll talk more next month. But again, if you'd like to know more about being an RSVP volunteer, just call 832-2525 in Webster City. So, Becky, I'll talk to you again next month on the second Monday in September.
Great.
I look forward to that.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks so much, Becky. Have yourself a magnificent Monday, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. You bet.
Bye now. All right, Becky Coppin from RSVP, and again, some great programs being offered through RSVP here in Hamilton County. Just call 832-2525. Think of my tryout for that Reading Buddies program. I had so much fun being a part of Reading Buddies a number of years ago, but had to call that off because of the COVID situation. Couldn't go in the schools back 3 years ago. But I just might make a comeback. By golly, hope so. We're at 22 now before the hour of 9. Temperature stands at 60 degrees. We'll have a check of news headlines. And then after that, we'll check in with Matt Burninghouse, superintendent of the Webster City School District, on all things back to school here on the Community Corner from KQWC.